This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Shake our tail feathers before the birder gets back in here. Time to play a little Goosies. No Goosies. What do we got today, Froggy, for Goosies, no Goosies, huh?
Well, sir, we have a bunch of hoopla.
Wow.
I decided to add all the bells and whistles today. I'm going to give you a piece of audio for every single one of these topics.
Okay.
We're going to start in the AFC East.
Oh, yeah. Football. Yeah. Trenches. Yeah.
This is Josh Allen, though, unfortunately.
For Goosies, no Goosies?
I know. I understand.
But interesting. Interesting choice.
This is Mr. Allen, who you know just signed a contract, a big one.
Got that munion.
Got that munion, indeed, from the, deservedly so, I guess.
He got a lot of money.
He got a lot of money, dude.
Biggest contract ever.
But what a nice guy, you know. Didn't take every single dollar the Bills had. Apparently,
wow,
had enough to sign Joey Bosa, but... anyway, this is Josh Allen on being the kind gentleman that he is and not taking every single dollar the Bills had.
It didn't seem like, to my perspective, I was taking a whole lot less. The way that I make sense of it, when you start getting these fairly big numbers throughout the entire league, it's weird to say this, but what's five more going to do for my life that I can't already do right now? It's not that crazy to me. I live a pretty good life. Got a house, got a car. We're good. I wasn't looking to absolutely kill them in every chance that I could. And I told my agent that. I was like, hey, if this has any impact on the cap, let's figure out a way to not do that. So, again, we both sides were willing to move and change different things. And it was a pretty calm-mannered negotiation is what I can say, at least what I can hear on both sides. So it was a...
All right, so his deal averages $55 million, which is $5 million less than Dak Prescott.
But he also got $250 guaranteed, which is the biggest guarantee ever.
Yeah, what a nice guy, huh?
I mean, it's different than show me the money.
Yeah, oh, remember that?
That blew up in his face.
You seem bothered. What's wrong?
Just so sick of this guy doing everything right. Okay. Sick of him. I'm sick of him.
But what, he does something wrong.
He never does. He never does anything wrong.
Not anymore.
Sick of him, dude. No Goosies.
Wow.
No Goosies.
This is from a hater's perspective. No Goosies.
Yes.
Okay.
I got the Goosies, and here's why.
Goosies.
Because as a former player, if I say no Goosies, then it looks like I'm being
a hater.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
And so I'm not going to hate on a guy who's getting however much or however little money he wants.
But you're more of a media mogul these days because you were on Sports Reporters.
Still can't hate on a guy getting his money.
Just doesn't, right? Like, it's one of these things where, like, why couldn't Tua just say that instead of the show me the money thing? It's not even like, I know he did it.
They dared him to say that, right?
Don't take the cheese.
Wait. That's with his teammates. That had nothing to do with anything other than him acting a fool.
You think Josh Allen will do it?
Huh?
You think Josh Allen will do it?
Nah.
Do what?
He's probably going to bring out like a little orphan.
I've donated a portion of my proceeds.
Like, wow.
Oh, look at that Josh Allen. Look at it. Handsome.
Oh, wow.
And look, he just helped an orphan.
Is that a kid's choir behind him?
Like, he's got... Oh,
like, I'm here to introduce...
And that quarterback, Josh Allen.
Sick of him, dude. So in love. Did you see that? What's her name? Haley Steinfeld?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, she's so in love with him. Oh. And
that's
she's
so
like,
mean.
He's
Why
the
are you
best.
Such a
hater?
He, you know what?
Enough of him.
He did the same thing with Tay-Tay and Kelsey.
I know. Why do you guys hate love?
I didn't hate Tay-Tay and
Kelsey. Whoa. Pump your brakes. Mm-hmm. It's one guy.
Yeah, just one guy.
It's one guy.
Yeah, Toby.
It ain't me.
What?
Hates love, dude.
I would just tell you like
you heard it here first.
You know, there's certain aspects of life. You just mind your own business.
Uh-oh. No. Oh, no!
Oh, God!
Cooper Flagg is limping.
He did the slap the bench.
He's punching the chair.
No!
Please be okay. We need you.
Unless maybe that'll drop him.
Maybe down the board a little bit.
Come on.
Hey, maybe. Do you see some of the guys in the condition they're in when they get drafted?
Yeah.
He's still going number one.
Jay Fig, you got the goosies from Mr. Perfect?
Mr. Perfect, I do have the goosies because he was being very humble and non-greedy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a good person.
The only person that's ever angered him is Christian Wilkins.
Yeah.
Froggy?
No goosies, dude. No goosies.
No goosies.
Because it just hurts too much. Just hurts.
Duke's down 10, by the way, going into the first half of the ACC quarterfinal.
Who are they playing? There.
Georgia Tech.
Wow. The Rambling Wrecks.
What's number two, Marcos?
Number two on the list. Yeah, let's get a bit of feel good in here. Bill Zito.
Oh, now that's for the setting. I love this guy.
Bill Zito had a chance with the Cats to check out the Hockey Hall of Fame. And although they didn't get to try things on like I would like them to, I'm sure they enjoyed themselves. This is Bill Zito on seeing their display at the Hockey Hall of Fame.
It's surreal, and it's beyond that because, for example, this photo, when we all walked by the first time and we all saw it, you know, it's an overused phrase, it takes your breath away, but it did, and it did for everybody. And it's not only that it's done and you're in the hall, it's how well it's done. And so during the little talk we had, we all wanted to keep looking behind it at the display case. Oh, there's Chucky's mouthpiece. And then it made me think of when I was a kid and Ricky Henderson. You know, he stole second base and set the record and then grabbed the base. And it just made me think about all those things that happened in life as a fan. And it's such an honor. It's I get geek coming here for sure.
I got the goosies, the secondhand goosies, because he's very moved. He's very moved. How am I not going to get the goosies by the excitement of Bill Zito? You know, it's cool they keep getting these moments, especially leading into the playoffs. I feel like it brings the hunger there, you know? Kick the Leafs' ass tonight.
So hungry.
Exactly, Jay Fig. Say it.
I like it when he says it.
No, but say it like Elias Campbell.
We're still hungry.
Yeah.
Yeah,
do you have the goosies, Leroy, from Bill Zito?
I do. I think it's always cool to, like, you know,
Goosies.
Go back and basically relive that moment. And they probably have conversations about what happened. That's something that they'll be able to share forever. Not just this day, or not just this year, but forever. Whenever they come together and have conversations, they'll talk about the different moments of the Stanley Cup. Like, I remember, you know, I'm thinking like 20 years from now, they're going to talk about bringing the Stanley Cup in the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah. Right?
Like, it's just, so those bonds and those relationships and these situations and just having it all come back in various moments that you experience from winning the Stanley Cup, that's a cool thing. I got the Goosies.
Jennifer?
That was very beautiful, Leroy. Of course I have the Goosies, but Goosies on Goosies on Goosies.
Wow!
Goosies galore.
Still makes me cry.
Goosies.
What about you, Frog Boy?
Not only do I have the Goosies, but I need Peter Bendix to take notes, dude. That's how you nerd out, but still remain a man.
Wow, really?
He was talking about stealing second bases and this and that.
What were you trying to say there, huh?
Yeah, Peter Bendix.
Stolen bases have no value in today's game. Shit, Prospects!
See? That's what I'm trying to say.
Ricky Anderson would never be on my team. Prospects! How many prospects can I get from Ricky?
Worst, dude.
What's number three there, Bill Zetoed?
Damn it.
Point for Toby!
That was right on the fly, too.
Oh, was it on the fly, J-Fig? Real funny, huh?
She gets a point, too.
I feel like I get a point, right?
Everyone thinks they're
point
hilarious.
For J-Fig!
Right, you guys are laughing now, but when it's one of the most recognizable drops in hip-hop... number three is Michael Malone.
Oh,
not
God.
To be confused with Mike Malone.
He's unctuous.
He is unctuous.
He's unctuous.
You know, when things aren't going his way, he gets a little angry. But this is him now going to bat for his boy Joker, who's, you know, having an incredible season, of course. But he thinks that Joker should win the MVP over the heavily favored SGA. This is Mike Malone yelling at people.
As we wind down this season, this whole MVP thing is really going to pick up. And you understand that. That's a part of it. Obviously, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander is a great player. And if he wins his first MVP, you know, he's deserving of that. My thing is this. If you didn't know that Nikola won three MVPs, and I put player A and player B on paper, and you had no idea that the guy who's averaging a triple-double, the guy who's top three in the three major statistical categories, things that no one's ever done, he wins the MVP 10 times out of 10. And if you don't think so, I think you guys are all full of shit.
Wow, Jesus.
What colorful language.
He needs to calm down a little bit, dude.
He's angry, dude.
He needs to calm down a little bit.
Hasn't he won enough?
Like, I mean... No Goosies, dude.
Oh.
Like, no God. Something. You know what it is? It's just him. Mm. He's just
no
unctuous, dude. Like, okay, you want to know something? Great. I get it. Joker's amazing. He averages a triple-double. He's the best. But Shea Gilgeous-Alexander's averaging 33 points a game, dude. 33 points a game. His team's got a dozen more wins than you. Like... He's got a pretty good case, too. Let's not act like it's a slap in the face to Joker.
Yeah.
You know? I get it. I get it. You got to go to bat for your guy.
Wait a minute. First of all.
What?
Tobin, you do the same thing when anybody even, you even get the slightest inkling that somebody's disrespecting one of your players.
He's not getting disrespected.
But what happens when... I got a perfect example for you.
Mm-hmm.
Marcus Smart won the...
But that was ridiculous. That was ridiculous. See, like, there are good arguments and there are bad arguments. That's a bad argument. Like, if you were to sit here...
But you're defending your guy.
He's not... but he's being a baby.
And you weren't.
He's got three MVPs, and you want to know something? Very good case this year.
But Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, dude, the Thunder have been the best team all year, and he's leading the league in scoring. Guess what, Michael? Pretty good case, dude. Sorry that he's not. Oh, I'm sorry. So the big crime here is one is a giant Serbian who should average that many rebounds, and the other is 6'4". Get out of here, dude. Enough of him.
I think Timbo Slice makes a good point.
Yep. Baby. You were jumping up and down on your chair.
Rightfully so. Did you see what Terry Rozier did that game?
Very bad.
I'm just saying.
But just like,
he's just defending this guy.
He's, but nobody did. Why? Like,
anybody who,
he says, anybody who doesn't think he's the MVP, he thinks, and I quote, is full of, you know what he finished it with.
And again, that's all defending this guy. Didn't defend Jimmy?
I did, but nobody ever gave Jimmy the time of day when it came to awards.
So, in situations like this, here's all you need to do. He's defending this guy. Keep him moving. I do the same thing. That's it. I'm not mad at him. I'm not, I don't need to make comment. He's defending his guy.
So you got the Goosies or not?
What, over him defending this guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would do the same thing. Gooses. We all would. We all would defend our guy.
You're doubting his
Don't
Goosies?
Lie.
He wasn't moved by that. He wasn't moved by
you
that.
You doubt his
I'm
Goosies.
Just saying, we all would defend our guy. Hmm. There's nothing wrong with that. He ain't going to win, but I appreciate his efforts.
Anybody who thinks otherwise is full of bleep.
The fact that he's won three, it has nothing to do with how good this year is, even though it's better than all the other years. These guys are tired of Jokic winning MVP.
They're not tired of it. Another candidate has come along with a pretty good case, dude.
Yes.
And his team is amazing this year. That's the thing that's annoying about it.
Valid point. 30, 20, and 20.
33 points on a 64-win team.
Yes. Again, not
54.
Arguing against SGA. I'm just saying, 30, 20, and 20.
Anybody who thinks otherwise is full of bleep.
I would be inclined to be full of it then.
Jennifer?
She was very aggressive and very stern with his words.
He's always aggressive.
And you know what? I'm all for it. I like it.
Wow. Goosies. All right. Froggy?
I don't like this guy.
No goosies.
He's got a good point. Just don't like him.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Dade Saf has a good point that says, grow up, you stole a nightlight.
You did. And not just a nightlight, your daughter's nightlight, okay?
No, both of them. I stole her sound machine. I stole my son's nightlight. I gave it back.
And Tommy's.
He was out. Give us one more there, Froggy.
And I will start with where we have been praising the Heat at all day. That is with Pella Larsen. His hustle yesterday stole the hearts of many, including our own Eric Spoelstra. This is him on Pella Larsen being a spark for the Heat.
The idea was just to give us a spark. You know, we needed something. We needed something to get us going. I wasn't even necessarily expecting that. I just felt I've been feeling it for a couple games. You know, in spot minutes, I think in short minutes, he's mentally stable enough to handle that, you know, 3 or 4 minutes and then come out and get your regular guys in there. But while those 3 or 4 minutes happen, he may make some things go on, you know, make some things happen. And he just certainly did that tonight with his toughness, his activity. That play at half court is one of the best plays I've seen, you know, really. But teams trying to call timeout and he I think he got 3 loose balls on 1 possession, and then it leads to a Terry 3. You feel like those plays then can inspire a whole lot more. That's what we're accustomed to. And for whatever reason right now, look, tonight is different than some of these other nights. We've been getting a lot of inspiring play. We just haven't been able to finish. Tonight, more inspiring plays for whatever reason. But you do have to credit the Clippers. They played well, and their defense, I think, is the most underrated thing that they do.
No goosies, too many words.
You know,
that reminded me of Mike McDaniel. For Mike a second, McDaniel I had to make sure who was talking.
No goosies.
Land the plane, Spo.
Yeah.
Leroy?
No goosies.
No goosies.
I feel like it's a very mutual thing.
No. Right now, we need actions. I ain't on no spiritual trip. I don't need that. The only thing going to make me feel good right now is wins.
And play a bye.
That's it. That's it. Wins. The emotional side, the feel-good side of one good play. Like, I appreciate the efforts. I loved it. It was great. But at the end of the day, you're graded during the course of the year based on how many wins and how many losses you have, not feel-good moments. And right now, no matter what is said, they've lost five straight, and I don't feel that good.
Jennifer?
Until games stop looking like what's going on outside, no goosies.
No goosies.
Damn. Look what you've done there.
Do you need a visual?
We're under construction.
Do you guys need visuals?
She really wants to see
this. She really likes it. She likes big truck go boom boom.
She likes it.
Did you play with trucks as a kid?
She did.
I did.
I can tell.
Like, you know what? Is she not the hardest individual to, like,
I definitely
think of, like, I like she said, I learned how to drive in a dually.
I feel
I did. Right? A cabin
dually. I'm just trying to get a timeline of the crap that J Fig has grown up on doing or whatever, right? I have called her one time and she goes, yeah, the old guy you played dominoes with is checking my car. I'm like, I just can't.
And whenever they fix my car, I'm right there next to them. I got to witness and see. So later on, I know exactly what to do.
Exactly. Froggy, smart goosies girl. From Spo?
Not at all. Too many words. Get out of here.
I mean, you know what? It's funny. Because while we sitting here commenting on Spo all of a sudden, there's not that much difference between Spo and Mike McDaniel. One just has one more. That's it.
Well, it's a big difference.
They both are wordsmiths.
Two-time champion.
I would put that Spo has been in the yammering department lately. I would agree.
Yes.
I would agree. Take a break. Final hour coming on up. Back after this.